I'm glad that I'm here. So my name is Rebecca. I'm one of the founders of Keto Sistas, and we help women, mostly women, but some men too, find a real life keto fit that works for them. Not a fad diet. Like, we want to help people create an actual lifestyle that is healthy and sustainable. For some people, that means strict keto, where they're really keeping net carbs 20 grams or lower every day. They're eating really whole, clean foods. But then some people are more lazy or dirty keto, maybe eating some more processed foods, just kind of focusing on just keeping those macros more balanced, where it's high fat, moderate protein, low carb. And still other people might be like I am. I consider myself carb conscious or keto-ish because I drink ketones. I do a lot of intermittent fasting, and I think about the carbs that I eat before I eat them and make an educated choice. Is it something that might derail my progress? Is it something that I'm really going to enjoy and it's going to be worth the fact that maybe I'm not going to feel so great because it's higher in carbs? Or if I'm going to eat this, do I need to balance it by eating something different at a different meal? So that's kind of me. I like that flexibility. I do exercise quite a bit. I do a lot of intermittent fasting. And the thing that got me started on this whole journey, ketones. All right. So that is tip number 5, is drinking ketones. So before you turn this off, if you're kind of like, oh, that sounds like a sales pitch, I do not want like you to feel at all like that is something that you have to do, is required on your keto journey. It absolutely is not. People have for decades and decades been in ketosis without drinking ketones. Like, you do not have to drink ketones to get into ketosis. If anybody tells you that, they're just trying to sell you something. All right. But ketones can be a great tool, especially as you are transitioning, or to kind of insulate or give you some insurance if your diet's not quite right, if maybe your stress levels are up or you're not quite like sleeping well, or any of those other kind of factors that can knock you out of ketosis. So what are ketones? Ketones are what your body does produce naturally if you are in a ketogenic state, if you're getting yourself into a fat burning state. So what happens is, for someone who's following the keto diet, they're eating high fat, high healthy fat, low carb, moderate amount of protein. And so as your body burns through any carbs that you have, and then it still wants to burn something else, guess what? If it's run out of things to burn, it's going to burn your own body fat for fuel. Yay. That's super exciting for those that want to maybe lose a little fat, that your body can actually basically eat its own fat. Because if you think about what fat is actually stored energy. It's the body's way of storing energy, just like you would store food in a refrigerator until you need it. Your body can store energy as fat until your body needs it. And so if you aren't eating carbs and burning carbs all the time, when your body gets depleted of anything that it can burn that you've eaten, it will break down your own fat. As it breaks down that fat, it creates something called ketones. There's a lot of science behind it. I don't fully understand it either, but it releases ketones in your body. Ketones are great fuel for the brain. It makes you feel really on point, just really sharp and focused. They can also really help with your mood, make you feel really happy and energized. It's a great energy source where it's sustained energy, unlike energy that you might get from, say, a candy bar or soda. Have you ever been super tired at work? Then you go to the vending machine, you get soda or a candy bar or both because you need that little pick-me-up, and you get it. You get that jolt of energy. So your energy goes up, but guess what? Carbs burn really quickly through the body, and then you crash. That's why, if you've ever noticed, hey, once I eat some carbs, I find myself wanting more and more carbs throughout the day. Like, I know that's true for my husband. He always says if he eats breakfast, like a carby breakfast, he's ready for lunch like at 11, when normally he doesn't eat breakfast, and then we don't eat lunch sometimes till 1 or 2, and he's fine. But when he starts with carbs, it kind of fires up that engine, and once you burn through it, your body's like, hey, I need more of that. So you have to eat more, and you have to eat more. Really vicious cycle. Back to ketones. So beta-hydroxybutyrate is the main ketone that we like to talk about. And so that's what your body is producing when you break down your fat for fuel. That's a byproduct of your fatty acid metabolism. So when you get those ketones in your brain, you're on point, you're feeling sharp, your energy's good, you're like having good sustained energy. It's not that up and down cycle like we talked about with carbs. Your mood's good. It's all good. It's great. But a lot of us can't or won't live in a ketogenic state because of how we eat, how often we eat, and the things that we eat. So what got me started on this journey was, there's a company and it's called Prove It, and its headquarters are actually right down the road in Louisville, Kentucky, which is great because I live in Lexington. So it's like not even an hour and a half from my house. And they figured out a way to take ketones, beta hydroxybutyrate, put it in the form of a powder that you can then mix in water and drink. So if I were to mix up this packet in water and drink it within an hour, if you tested my blood with a ketone meter, blood meter, I would register at a therapeutic level of ketosis, which the way I eat, my diet, kind of just being keto-ish, carb conscious, I would not get there. I would not register on a blood meter because I don't keep my carbs low enough, generally speaking on a daily basis. So what does that mean for me? It means that I can have the benefits that we talked about of ketones to my brain, being really sharp and focused, to my mood, to my energy levels, good sustained energy, just by drinking this, regardless of what I'm eating, because this puts the end result of the keto diet into my body. Like I'm literally feeding my body actual ketones, which is super cool for someone like me who doesn't want to track everything I ever eat in a carb manager or another app, and who maybe eats a little more carbs than I should if I'm trying to get my body into ketosis naturally for myself. So this was a really big step for me because I hadn't been in ketosis probably since I was a baby. And so when I started drinking these within a week, I was like, man, I don't feel like I have to nap anymore. I used to hit, I called it the witching hour, like 2:30 every afternoon. I would just hit like kind of rock bottom of my energy. And I'm like, man, I just need a nap. And I just felt like I couldn't get through my day without taking kind of a little cat nap. And so I would always kind of be strategizing throughout my day. When can I sneak in a nap? And I thought that was just a significant part of becoming older. I thought, this is my life now. I'm one of those people. I have to nap in the afternoon, or I fall asleep after dinner every night. And so when I started drinking these and I didn't need a nap anymore, it's like, hello, super excited. I wanted to know more about it. I really didn't know anything about the keto diet. I didn't know anything about ketosis. All I know is that when I started drinking these, I didn't need a nap anymore. I felt my mood was more even and happy. My energy level was more sustained throughout the day. I just felt great. And side effect of ketones, great for appetite control. Yeah. So if you're trying to make dietary changes, in addition to the fact that this can help with your mood and your focus and your energy levels, the fact that it also helps you control your appetite, control your cravings for starchy and sugary foods, I'm like, yes, please. Okay, see a question coming in. Is it high sodium? That's a great question, Lisa. And I'm going to kind of give a measured response. So like in this packet, it has added calcium, magnesium, and sodium. And some people, when they look at that, they're like, oh, why do you add all those salts in? It's actually extremely intentional. When your body is in ketosis, it tends to have a very diuretic effect, meaning that it's pulling fluid from your body. And when you lose fluid from your body, you're also losing your salts, your minerals. So it's really important to replenish those. We've done several episodes here talking about the importance of hydration and the importance of actually considering whether you need to add some electrolytes into your diet. For me, Pruvit also has electrolytes. I usually do, especially in the summer months if I'm outside a lot. I also use a lot of pink Himalayan salt just to add that salt kind of back into my body. But whenever I drink a packet of ketones, it already has some extra salt and minerals added for that specific purpose. Now, there are also, I don't have any down here with me, some canned drinks that Pruvit makes that have ketones in them that don't have the same salt content. So if for some reason you're watching your salt, or maybe your physician has told you to cut down on your salt content, there are other products other than the powder form that I would steer you towards so that you can manage those expectations as far as your salt levels. I love questions. Thank you all for submitting questions. Do you find yourself drinking the ketones at the same time every day? Is that better? The great thing about drinking ketones is that it's completely personal. There's no right or wrong way to do it. So I always help people kind of talk about, like, what are your goals? Are you trying to maybe lose some fat? Are you just looking for extra energy to get throughout the day? Are you wanting to use this as a pre-workout? Are you trying to use this to hold off from snacking in the afternoon? So people have different goals and different reasons for using ketones, and that will help me direct them on how to best use them. For me personally, I'm not a, hey, I need to get up and eat breakfast in the morning kind of person. I usually like to hit the ground running, go off to the gym to teach my fitness classes. So what I usually do is I make up a packet, drink it on the way to the gym, and throughout my gym classes, I teach anywhere from 1 to 4 classes in a day. And I usually am carrying around a shaker bottle like this with my ketones in them. And then, you know, as I drink it down, so like maybe I drink down to here my first class, then I'll fill it up with water. So I'm constantly diluting the ketones, but I'm getting more water in. And so I always need more water And so that's just a great way for me to get more water. A lot of people like to start their day with these to kind of get their day going and to put off eating for longer. So they're increasing their non-eating window or their fasting window. Yes, you can drink this without breaking your fast. So a lot of people like to do it in the morning for that reason. If you tend to drag in the mornings, I also recommend doing this. A lot of people like to just drink it right before they hit the gym, either in the morning or on their way home for work. So I'd say drink maybe this 30 minutes before you want to work out if you want that full maximum benefit during your workout. Also, a lot of people like to drink this in the afternoon when they hit that kind of afternoon energy slump, because then it gets them through the rest of their afternoon, whether at work or with the kiddos. And then they can, you know, get dinner ready, help kids with homework, do all the things that you have to do kind of when your second day starts in the evening, and have great energy doing that. So it just kind of depends. You really can't mess it up. A lot of people, including myself, start off drinking one of these a day, but we pretty quickly here at Keto Sisters, we like to help our customers earn free product. And so once you earn free product, it's really nice to be able to have that second ketone packet during the day. So like I'll do one in the morning and I sip on it throughout the morning, just keep adding more water. And then in the afternoon, I'll have a second one late afternoon or sometimes evening. So while we're talking, I'm gonna wait for some questions to come in. I'm gonna go ahead and mix up a packet. My throat's getting a little dry. So I just have a shaker bottle with ice water. I really like mine cold, so I put a lot of ice in it. I also really like a lot of water in mine. So if you look at the back of the packet, I don't know if you can see this. It has instructions and it says dissolve in 12 to 16 ounces of water. I usually do mine in like 32 ounces. So the more water you use, the less intense the flavor will be. So for me, I've gotten kind of used to not drinking things as sweet, which is good. So I tend to dilute mine with a lot of water. So this particular one I'm going to mix up is actually from our Fueled by Female line. So it's specifically for women, designed for women. And it kind of has a grapefruit taste. And it's a paler package, which generally shows that it's decaf. Some of the brighter packages are the caffeinated version. So people always ask me, should I do caffeine or decaf? Doesn't really matter. If you're caffeine sensitive, go with decaf. If you want the ketones in your body more quickly, like you're on the way to the gym or you're about to do a presentation, drink caffeinated. The caffeine helps your body uptake the ketones more quickly, but the energy does not come from the caffeine. People are always confused by that. They're like, I need the caffeine because I need the energy. No, you're going to get the energy from the ketones. That's a natural energy source. Caffeine is just a stimulant. So the caffeine is just enough in there to help you uptake it more quickly. It's not going to be like that jittery kind of energy you might get from an energy drink or a highly caffeinated drink. So just about the equivalent of the caffeine in a cup of coffee. So I'm going to mix this. So all you do is kind of just tear the package up across the top. You can smell it if you want to. I wish we had smell-o-vision. Then I'm just going to dump it in here. I usually try to kind of dump it slowly. Sometimes if you don't, it can spill and then you hate to make a huge mess. You just pour it in there. Then you want to make sure to get the lid on there well, and then if it's got a flip top, either hold it or snap it down. Make sure it's tight. Give it a nice shake. Hey, get your arm workout too. All right, and then there you go. And like I said, I add more water than most people. I like mine really diluted. So you can just kind of experiment. When people get started, I say start off with the lowest amount of water, which on the package is recommended for 12 ounces. See how it tastes, because once you add too much water in, you can't take it back out, right? But if you try it and it's too intense, then you can always add more water to dilute it. Just for fun, I brought some flavors down here. So there are flavors that you can get all the time, kind of our standard flavors. But then what I really love that Pruvit does is they do kind of seasonal or fun flavors. So the one I had this morning was watermelon sweets. That's just a perfect summer flavor. One that's a little lighter in flavor that is a standard flavor you can always get is Splash. It's kind of a light, kind of grapefruity taste. Cotton candy. Now, how fun is that? This is just the Fueled by Female and caffeinated version. This is the standard flavor that I probably drink most often these days, strawberry peach. Super, super yummy. If you're watching and you drink ketones, would love to know what your favorite flavors are, both your standard flavor and any little fun flavor. But like in the fall, they usually come out with this one. It's Harvest Sunrise. You ever had Tang as a kid? Put in the comments if you ever had that orange powder. Your mom maybe mixed it up for you and you drank. It's kind of like what this tastes like, only better. And then this one's a really fun flavor. We have several flavors that have kind of a like floral notes to them. So this is hibiscus lemonade. And I don't know how to describe something that tastes like a flower other than it tastes like a flower. So it tastes like lemonade that has like an edible flower like floating in it. So that's super fun. But I'm trying to think of what the other ones that are floral. There's an orange blossom that kind of tastes like this, a little orangey tangerine, but again, has that kind of those floral notes to it. So those are fun. So when I first got started, which was over 6 years ago now, which is incredible to believe, we had one flavor and it was orange, and that was all I had. So it's really cool that Prüvit keeps coming out with new and better flavors all the time so that you can have variety. Because for someone like me who drinks two packages a day, drinking that orange got pretty old pretty fast. But I'm telling you, if it tasted like, I don't know, like rocket fuel, I don't know what that would taste like. But if it tasted like that, I would still drink it because of how it makes me feel. Like I said, I like having great energy, great focus, great appetite control. It's just been a total game changer for me. And again, I don't want you to think that I'm trying to push this on you, because if you don't want to drink them, that's fine. I don't care if people drink them. I don't care if people do intermittent fasting. I don't care if people are strict. I don't care if people are lazy. I'm just here to be a source of information, and we want to help you find the path that's right for you. So for me, I don't want to count every morsel that goes into my mouth, and I don't want to be super strict. And if I go to a birthday party, I'm probably going to have a cupcake or a piece of cake. If I go to the movies, I'm probably going to have popcorn. I want that kind of flexibility in my life, but I also want to be healthy. And so it's a great balance for me to be able to drink ketones, get the benefit of the keto diet without actually having to follow a strict keto diet. Now, that being said, I do think it's important to eat as many whole foods and unprocessed foods as you can, and to lower your carb count, especially getting away from the starches and the sweets and eating like the green leafy vegetables as your carbs instead of breads and pastas and sodas. I do think it's important to exercise. I think intermittent fasting is great. I think all of those things are great, but we want to keep it real here. Like we call our 21-day challenge the real life keto challenge, because yes, we're going to teach you what the keto diet is. We will teach you what a strict keto lifestyle looks like and what you need to do to maintain ketosis in your body by controlling what and when you eat. We teach you that. But we also show you things along the spectrum that might be a better fit for you. Because if you don't want to live that strict lifestyle all the time, we don't want it to be all or nothing, where either you do this or you're out. Like that's the keto police, and we don't like them here. So we just want to help you find something that's sustainable going forward, that you can live and enjoy your life and be healthy. Because if you're deprived all the time, if you feel like you're counting calories and carb grams, and you're one of those weird people that no one ever wants to invite over to their house because you have to pack your own food and you refuse to eat anything and you make a big deal out of it. Like, oh, that just doesn't seem like a great way to live for me. Now, when I go to a party or an event, I might take things that are a little more keto friendly so that I know I have options that I can enjoy without worrying about it. But you don't have to make it weird. You don't have to make it so severe. We help you find a lifestyle that works for you. Now, that also being said, maybe for some people, you want to be strict for a while. Maybe you've got some really ambitious goals as far as losing some fat and getting into shape and really making a change in your life. So you might want to go more strict for a while. And then when you move into the maintenance phase, you can become a little more lax and a little less vigilant about what you eat every day and how much. But it just kind of depends. There are people who, for medical reasons, are working with their physicians to keep themselves into a state of ketosis. If you want to look into the Charlie Foundation, they work a lot with childhood epilepsy and using the ketogenic diet as sort of an adjunct way to help those children. So for those kind of people, you might want to or need to stay a little more strict. But for me, what works really great and having a great fun lifestyle but still being relatively healthy and happy is drinking ketones. I get the benefits of the keto diet. I get to be a little more lax, a little more free about what I eat, but I get to stay healthy and I'm happy and I'm energized and I'm not napping every afternoon. So for me, it's, let's see, I am 52, 51, 51, 51 years old, and I feel better than I have, except for my foot, which is injured. Better than I did definitely in my 30s. I generally have better energy, I'm in a better mood, my focus is on point. And I attribute it largely to the fact that I have not missed a day in drinking ketones since I got started. Let me just say, I was pretty skeptical. So for those that don't know, I'm actually an attorney. And so it is not just my nature, but also my training to be very skeptical and to question everything. So when a friend of mine introduced these to me, I thought, that does not sound true. Like, you can't really just drink a powder that makes you have those benefits. That seemed too good to be true. So I went into it with a healthy dose of skepticism. And if you decide to try these, I would recommend that that's how you approach it too. Like, don't take my word for it. Get a hold of these packets, and I can put a link here below after this live so that you can order some. You can order a trial, or you can go ahead and commit to like a box and try it for 10 or 20 days, which is what I recommend. But just try it and see how you feel. Because when I started and I drank it, I thought, I do think I feel better energy. But then I said, no, this is just that placebo effect. I don't really feel better. I don't really feel more energetic. I'm going to try it a little bit longer. So I would try it the next day and try it the next day. And it was actually my husband who noticed, hey, you haven't asked me to take a nap lately. And I was like, I don't need to nap. He's like, well, I'm still tired. I'm like, well, you can go nap. I'm going to go clean out the basement. Like, I had that kind of energy. And I remember I started in January, and in Kentucky, we don't always get a lot of snow, but that winter we did. And it was one of those really heavy snowfalls that was just like snowing, and I would go scrape the driveway, and then an hour or two later it would be covered again. And I just remember I kept going out and just scraping over and over again, and I was fine. Like, I was never tired. And I was like, the only thing that's different is I had been drinking these. So the more I drank it, the more I wanted to drink it, because I realized how much better I could feel versus how I had been feeling. I just thought being tired and wanting to nap, like I said, was just a consequence of getting older. And this was back when I was still in my 40s. So now I'm in my 50s and still drinking them. Literally have not missed a day, because I do not want to go back to feeling like I have to nap to get through my day. Like, I don't want to. And yeah, there are different flavors that I really like, and some of the flavors I don't like so much. Like, we have some chocolate flavors. They aren't my favorite, but other people love them. Some people, like, I know Bridget mixes the chocolate with kind of peanut butter powder, makes a smoothie with them. Ugh, that is not my thing. There are some that are more tart, like Heart Tart is a really, really popular flavor. It tastes like sweet tarts. Not my favorite flavor at all. I don't like the tart ones. But although I do like the hibiscus lemonade quite a bit. So the good thing is there are a lot of flavors, so you can adjust the water content to change the flavors. There are certain people, I know Keto Nurse Rhonda likes to mix different flavors and create her own unique combinations. So if you get a flavor you don't super love, lots of things that you can do to kind of shake it up, mix it in smoothies, mix it with other flavors. I know some people get some of those Mio or other flavoring drops and mix in to change the flavor. But to me, there's so many flavors available now. You'll be able to find one or multiple ones that you'll love. If you have any other questions about ketones, just put a comment below and we'll get back to you. And like I said, I'll throw in a link below so that if you are interested in either maybe getting a couple different flavors to try, we can help you out with that. Or if you're ready to kind of bite the bullet and go ahead and order a box, we do have boxes that are variety boxes now, which is super cool. When I got started, like I said, there was just one, but now they have multiple flavors in one box. So what I recommend is if you want to get started, is to go ahead and commit. I think that's the best thing. Go ahead and buy a box or two, drink it every day until you're out of those packets, because that really gives you more of an idea of how you're going to feel. The longer I drink them over time, the better and better I feel. So like a lot of my friends on Facebook, it seems like the older they get, the more they're complaining about being tired or just kind of slowing down. And people are always like, why are you always on the go and doing things? I'm like, I feel like I'm living my best life. I feel energized and I can do the things I want and need to do. So that's how I think we all should feel, you know, where you can just live the life that you want to lead. So hopefully I answered all the questions. If I missed any, I'll try to go back and look at the comments, but comment below if you'd like to try them out. Maybe want to try a few different flavors, or if you want a link to go ahead and order a box, we'll put that down here as well. And that's it for now. We hope you enjoyed watching that video as much as we enjoyed making it. If you did, give us a thumbs up. Also, check out these other great videos we've made for you. And if you want more of that great keto content, be sure to subscribe to our channel and hit that bell so that you get notified of all of our new videos.